This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. The map insists that the place exists. But following 4 years of civil war, can it even be said that there is a place called Syria anymore? The divided loyalties of Syrians have already rendered the government useless in protecting its own citizens, most of whom have up and left the country. This can be seen most vividly in the besieged city of Aleppo, caught in the middle of the onslaughts of airstrikes, most recently from Russia on one side, and extremist groups like ISIS on the other. Upwards of 70,000 Syrians in and around Aleppo are said to be on the move this week as a result of the latest attacks. There remain 200 doctors in a city of once 2 million. For more, we turn to Zeydoun al-Zawabi, a prominent Syrian activist who has been detained by the Syrian government multiple times. He continues his work for the Syrian people as head of the Union of Syrian Medical Relief Organizations. He just arrived in Turkey after being in Aleppo this week. We spoke to him on Skype, and he says while people are afraid of the sky, they don't pay much attention to who's dropping the bombs.
I have seen planes. I belong to a humanitarian organization. It's none of my business to know what is this jet fighter. But what I know that civilians have to be protected. What I know that these jet fighters must not target civilians. What I know that hospitals have to be an immune places, a place that is not targeted. We have recorded so many health facilities targeted. It is a health facility in Syria right now, especially in opposition-controlled areas, is the riskiest place. Riskiest place, without exaggeration, is the hospital.
What did the doctors think of that?
Doctors are leaving. They have been in Syria, trying to stay there, sacrificing their lives. But for how long? For how long they can stay there? In all of Aleppo, we barely have 200 physicians. They have to serve like around 2 million people. They can't take it anymore.
Is Syria, as we know it, gone?
Maybe forever. It's too hard on me to see my country just being lost. But yes, maybe forever. Please stop this war. Please. Please. I beg you all, enough for us. We're tired.
Zeydoun.
I'm sorry, John.
No, don't.
I'm sorry, John. Sorry.
Don't be sorry. You've helped families. You've helped people. You've ended this war for some people.
I tried, but this is not enough. You can't imagine when you see people just living just like this in the open. They don't know where to go. And you are talking about the poor of the poor who couldn't have a shelter, who couldn't have someone to take them outside the country. Sorry, but I haven't slept in 4 days. That's why I'm a bit tired and a bit depressed. Extremely sorry, but...
Well, Zeydoun, I want you to get some rest. And I want you to think and remember as you fall asleep the people that you have helped and saved.
I'll try my best. Try my best. I will keep going. We don't have the luxury to rest. With every moment you rest, you feel someone is losing hope and life. You feel guilty if you get some rest. You feel guilty if you get some sleep.
You can rest.
You feel guilty if you just see your family. And you know many are not seeing their families. For God's sake, why? Why is this happening to us?
Zeydoun, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much. Thanks for taking interest in our country.
It's more than interest. And please get some sleep.
I'll try. Thank you.
Zeydoun al-Zawabi is a prominent Syrian activist who's been detained by the Syrian government but continues to work as head of the Union of Syrian Medical Relief Organizations. He's in Turkey now but may return to Aleppo in the next few weeks.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.